24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Again, I want to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week, and hope you're taking the nuggets we're dropping and running with it to live your best life. Also, I would like for you to download our radio broadcast on Google Play. Go to Bashani Radio app and download that so you'll be able to hear my radio broadcast and all the other good things happening on Bashani Radio. You'll have access to that as well. So today I just wanted to come on and drop a few nuggets on you and talk about happiness during this time of pandemic. You can be happy during this time. Give you a couple of nuggets, a few nuggets to let you know how to turn that negative situation around into a positive situation. So like I said, the first thing you need to do is read the Bible each morning when you get up. After you finish reading the Bible, you need to meditate on what you read. After you meditate, just take some deep breaths so you can get what you read from the Word into your spirit. The second thing you can do is do acts of kindness to others. Like last week I said, you can always check on your neighbor, call them, make sure they're okay. If they need anything, grocery, gas, prescriptions, go ahead and do that for them, because that will definitely turn a blessing back in your favor. Also, when you're doing those acts of kindness, be sure that you're doing it from your heart. Be sure you're doing it from your heart. And because if you're not doing it from your heart, you're not going to be blessed. So make sure you're doing these acts of kindness for your neighbor, friends, and family out of love. Out of love. You got to do it out of love. The next thing you should be doing is focusing on what you can control. Now, you can't control this pandemic, but what you can control is what you're doing with your time during this pandemic. And the time that we have doing this, we need to be doing positive things. Stop looking at the TV. That's negative. It's just putting a spirit of fear in you. It's geared to make you not want to go outside. God does not want us to live that way. So instead of sitting there listening to the news all day, half day, or whatever, focus on what you can do for your fellow man. Like I said, there, if you're a teacher, you know, there's a lot of single mothers out there. Maybe you can call them and help their kids with their homework since they're out of school. You know, you can volunteer with these food drives that's going around with churches and other nonprofit organizations. Go out and volunteer and make sure your neighbor is being taken care of. That's what you can control. I mean, anything you can do that's not focused on you, this is the time that you need to be doing it. Also, you need to be doing exercise. Take that 5 to 10 minute walk around the neighborhood or go near a park. Don't go in it if there's people there, but just take a walk and just take in the essence of the beauty of this world. That will change your mindset totally. Because once you change your environment, your mind is going to change as well. So if you're stuck in the house all day, that's not giving your mind time to revamp and do positive things. So definitely exercise, do yoga. You know, there's a lot of things, exercise things online because people are blowing up social media with their gifts, and that is very, very grateful during this time. They're blowing that social media up. So you don't have any excuse not to exercise, not to do anything you were doing before this pandemic. So also, like I said last week, we need to be eating healthy because it's very tempting to get all the snacks and put all this extra weight on us, and that's going to cause us more problems, eating all this unhealthy food. So mind what you're eating, mind what you're putting into your body so you won't have extra problems other than this pandemic. Make sure, if you're going outside, to please wear a mask. Please wear a mask when you're going outside. That is very, very important because I see a lot of people not doing it. They're not wearing those masks. And make sure you do the gloves as well. So if you have to go outside to the grocery store or to the pharmacy, make sure you're wearing a mask and some gloves, okay? Also, I'm sure during this time people are very depressed, so they're not sleeping well. Sleep is very important. You have to give your mind, body, and soul rest. But that doesn't mean you have to stay in the bed half the day. But your mind, body, and soul need that rest. So set a time, you know, they say y'all, your body only needs 8 hours of sleep a night. So try to set your alarm to get up after those 8 hours and just focus on those goals that you set for that day and how your day is going to go in a positive way. Also, truly, we need to be grateful. We need to be grateful that we are still on this earth. There are a lot of people dying during this pandemic. So you need to be grateful that God has given you another day to be a blessing to somebody else. You also need to be grateful that you have a house. You need to be grateful you got a car. You need to be grateful that you got money, that you can provide gas and buy food. You also need to be grateful that if you're working from home, that you have a job. A lot of people I talk to, it has been an adjustment for them, but I've been doing it for like about 10 years now, and I tell you, I don't want to go in no building working with other people. I am so grateful I'm working at home because my job had to send those people in the office at home. So, see, I didn't have to make that much of an adjustment because I was already here. So if your job has sent you home to work, be thankful you have a job because there's a lot of people that don't have jobs right now. So be grateful and thankful for that, that God is still providing for you and your family. Be thankful for your family. Be thankful that you still can talk to them. Don't try to go visit too often, but, you know, you got these different platforms. You can use Portal. You can do, you know, Facebook Messenger. You don't have to be going to the house. There's a whole lot of things that you can do to keep in contact with your family and friends. So do that until this pandemic is over, and that'll keep you healthy and safe. Also, the last thing you need to do is be thankful. Thank everybody. If you have to go to the grocery store, thank those people for coming in so that you can have food in your house. If you have to go to the pharmacy, thank them for being there so you can stay healthy. If you have to go to the hospital, thank those people for putting their lives in jeopardy so that you can live. Thank them. Thank all the essential workers that you have to come across each day because they're sacrificing so that you can still try to live some type of normal life. and they're putting their life on in jeopardy trying to help you. So they're doing their acts of kindness towards you. So let's just return it back to them and just say thank you. It's a simple thing to just say thank you to them. Also, other things that you can be doing, I know a lot of churches and nonprofits are providing food to people that can't get out. You know, go volunteer with them and help, you know, make sure that you're helping them spread some love to the community as well. Again, broadcasting live from Bashani Radio, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Again, don't forget to go to Google Play and download the Bashani Radio app. I'm telling you, definitely go and listen to Dr. Joseph. He dropped some nuggets on how to stay married during this pandemic last night. I mean, you need to go listen to that one. He dropped some nuggets. He dropped some nuggets. And it's going to be a blessing if you're married or even if you're thinking about getting married. He gave the greatest nuggets I've ever heard in my life for married people. So if you're married, you know, because I've heard a lot of people are trying to get a divorce, but like my coach Benny said, it ain't happening for you because the courthouse is closed. So you made a vow to God and your spouse that you would be with them until death do you part. So this is the time to work on that until death do you part thing. And honor your word to God because that is a vow to him. And if you dishonor him and his vows, you're in a lot of trouble, trust me. Again, all is well. God loves you, and so do I. My book is out, Overcoming All Odds, The Life I Was Not Supposed to Live. Go to lindamonroe.com, get your copy. It will truly, truly be a blessing to your life. Be blessed, and until next week, again, I thank all of my listeners for listening to my broadcast, and hope you take those nuggets that I dropped today to be a blessing to your life, to live the best life that you can. Good evening.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.